I guess one of the things I guess I want to ask you right off the top is just the fact that you obviously sit here on the precipice of a big weekend in the National Football League, and I know that there are a lot of issues pertaining to the game right now where it comes to obviously the pace of play and quality of play. How much of those concerns in your mind are real concerns, or how much are they much ado about nothing?
I mean, you know, quality of play, I think every year football's different. Some years you have better games, better seasons than you have with some others. I mean, definitely I've watched some games and I'm thinking, oh, that could be a better game. But in reality, I think it's still a great sport. I think there's still some great games. There are a lot of great matchups tomorrow. So it just goes week to week. But I don't think that the quality of the game and has diminished in ways. And I think it's still the same game. And maybe with all the other coverage or all the other things that have been going on with elections and everything else, I think that is probably taking some eyeballs away, just not from football, but from all sports.
I think I'd agree with that, too, and I think we might see a jump in ratings over the next few weeks leading into the playoffs now that the election is over. But one of the biggest things that I respect about you, Michael, is the transition you were able to make from the NFL to your post-career life. And for a lot of people, myself included, it was very, very difficult. And I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about how you transitioned there and how you use your platform to really be of service in many other ways other than just football.
Well, I've played against you and always had immense respect for you because it's very hard to make it to the NFL. It's very hard to make it anywhere. It's very hard to do this radio show you guys are doing right now. So for me, it was kind of growing up, not really playing football and then having an opportunity. And everything that I do things that I enjoy doing, and I've been very blessed and fortunate. I don't take anything for granted. And I think that's really has kind of been how my transition has worked out. We get so caught up into limiting ourselves because we think we can only do one thing in life. And then if we're not a football player anymore, then we have no value to people, we feel, or to, society. And for me, I said, well, I'm not playing football anymore. What else do I want to do? And what else? What other ways can I challenge myself to be interested and to have fun and to be creative and to give something back? And I think I've found a second career to do that. And outside of that, I mean, charity's another way that I've found. Doing stuff for other people always makes you feel better about yourself. And it just all has come full circle for me to be able to be a football player, which seems like light years ago to me, to all of a sudden be on TV doing all the things that I'm doing and hopefully just trying to do things in the right way to be a good example for not just football players, just for anybody out there, that you put your mind to something, you can achieve it no matter what anybody says or whatever, no matter if anybody else doubts you. You just can't doubt yourself. You got to keep pushing through.
I think that's very important for our listeners to know, is that the idea of being of service to others, I think other than my family, I don't know if anybody realizes that how you had reached out to my brother while I was in prison to be of service in some way for me. And I can't tell you how much I appreciated that and has blossomed for me moving forward when I see or hear about somebody being down or out, I want to be of service in some way. And it's because you were probably at the highlight of your career after football, and to take time out to do that is very commendable. I want to say thank you for that.
But also I know for you, I mean, you know my nephew, and he's had his challenges, and I know you've helped so many over there go through what they're going through by telling your story. Jay Glazer sings your praises all the time because Jay does a program where he takes the vets and he takes the retired players. He puts them together so that they can kind of help each other get over the barrier of not doing the only thing that they all really know what to do. And he sings your praises because you volunteered to say, hey, where's this guy at? I'm going to go over there and talk to him. And he just is like, it's really amazing to see what Ryan's doing. So trust me, you have been a big example, and what you're doing right now is you're helping so many people. If you think they see it or they don't, people see it and people appreciate it. And you could very easily say, you know, I don't want to do it. I'm, go on and do my life and worry about myself. But you've turned your life into a life of service, man, and that's something to be commended.
Michael Strahan joining us on the Ryan Leaf Show here on SB Nation Radio. Will Palaszczuk here along with Ryan Leaf. How much I guess you mentioned your post-career life and obviously doing the TV with Fox and doing the football stuff. But how much did you envision, or I guess how surprised were you that some of the other stuff, whether it was the entertainment stuff you did or even, you know, hosting the Pyramid Show and all the other stuff that you've done, how much did you, envision that being a part of your life, or how surprising are you that it has taken up so much of your life just outside of what you do on Sundays?
I'm probably as surprised as you are. I mean, I'm surprised as most people. You don't know what you can do until you try, I guess. So playing football, I said, okay, I could let me try some TV. And I'm at Fox, and I love it. My favorite thing in the world with those guys. And then it's, okay, you know, daytime TV, I have a chance to go in and fill in for Regis. And I do that, and it's like, wow, this is cool. This is fun. And once I gained confidence in that, and I got that job, then GMA comes along. They offer me the chance to come there on the show. And at first I said no, but then I realized, am I not trying it because I can't do it, or am I not trying it because I'm afraid? And I realized I was afraid. So I always want to challenge myself, but I dove in, and it's not easy at all. It's tough. But you know what? I enjoy it, and I'm as surprised as everybody else. Pyramid, I've never hosted a game show.
So I loved it, man. I thought you did a fantastic job with it.
Thank you. But you know what? Everything is just, I look at it kind of like sports. I have to study, and everyone, you know, people say, well, you're natural at this and you're natural at that. I don't really know how many people are really natural. I just know that people who seem to work really hard, it seems to come across naturally. And so I work really hard at it to try to, you know, if I'm going to do it, I want to make sure that I give it my all, because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to be judged by it.
And I agree with that. You know, the hard work behind the scenes creates the success when the opportunity comes. But I know there's tough times, and there's always been tough times, not only in your life but other people's lives. And we talk to our listeners a ton about asking for help and knowing that you're not doing all this alone. Can you kind of speak to where you go when you start to hit fences or walls and you need that support and backup?
Well, I fortunately have, you know, a great friends and family who I can call and talk to if I'm going through something. I have somebody who I can talk to and not only hear what I need to hear, but also somebody who's going to be straight with me and tell me if I'm messing up or if I'm not, you know, doing what I should be doing or handling the business the way that I should be handling it. And I think it's important to know that life is hard. It absolutely is hard. And just because you see somebody else that looks like they're doing good, they still have their struggles as well. But because life is hard, you have to be willing to share your struggles with people. That's the only way you're going to be able to help or help yourself and share that. And no one has success or failure alone. You know, I look at it and think, if everyone can only see all the people who hold me up, which I may get the credit, but boy, there are other people who definitely deserve it a lot more than I do, and I think they'd appreciate the support system a lot more. But we all need support personally, professionally, in every way. And if you get the right people around you who are very honest with you, the better you'll be for it.
Michael Strahan, former NFL defensive player, Fox NFL Sunday, and so many more credits that would take up the entirety of this last segment. But we appreciate the time you spend. You're a busy guy. You're always welcome on this show. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule for us.
No, I appreciate you guys inviting me, man, and I'm sitting here doing my notes for tomorrow and trying to watch some of this UFC stuff. So I need to turn the TV off probably.
but
I appreciate you guys, man, and Ryan's always great talking to you.
Well, thanks, have a good Michael. Show tomorrow. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thanks, fellas.
That's Michael Strahan joining us here on SB Nation Radio, courtesy of Progressive Insurance. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today, find out if you could save. Now that's Progressive. We will recap his interview, and we'll put a bow on the show next on the Ryan Leaf Show, SB Nation Radio.